Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Saturday, the 20th of February. Lots of news today, and perhaps not quite up to speed on all of it, but we had Super Rugby AU kicked off last night with two games. The Ford Trophy is back in action with the cricket. Over in the NBA, there was more action as well. And the Australian Open will bring you up to speed with those results, he says, as we find out the final finalists in that one. It was semi-final time there. We'll bring you some speed to news about squash, skiing, A-League, golf. Yes, there is a lot going on at the moment. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host today. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Let's get straight into it with the Australian Open. And over there, yesterday, we had Djokovic had gone through. He has been joined in the final by Medvedev, winning 6-4, 6-2, 7-5 against Tsitsipas Tsitsipas, the Greek player. Djokovic, Medvedev will be the final in the men's side of things. Over on the women's side, it is the final today between Brady, the number 22nd seed, and Osaga, the number 3 seed. Over there. So coming through 6-3, 6-4 against Serena Williams. Brady, a little bit tougher, coming through 6-4, 3-6, 6-4 against Muchova on that side of things. Staying in Australia with the A-League, and yesterday the Adelaide United beat the Central Coast Mariners 3-2 there. Central Coast Mariners top of the table, so a big win for Adelaide United in that one. Don't forget to join the Knicks newsletter at 9 a.m. this morning, where they'll go through all the A-League action, and in particular focusing on the Phoenix. We'll be playing Western Sydney Wanderers on Sunday. Kickoff of that one is 8:10 p.m. But I say the Knicks newsletter, 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, bring you up to speed with the A-League and the Wellington Phoenix. You can obviously catch the recording on our podcast. Just search New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those wonderful places. Or you can watch the recording on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Moving on then to the golf, and over in the PGA, it is the Genesis Open, which Danny Lee is in action with. At the end of the first round, he finished one over par, leaving him in tied 71st. So a lot of work for Danny Lee to do in the second round. Looks like he'll be teeing off at 8:20 this morning. Currently, the leader is at 11 under par, Burns, 2 shots clear. coming back to New Zealand shores, and the squash is back underway. We have the Henderson Rochelle Hobbs Open, obviously up there in Auckland. It's the Challenger 5 men's event and a satellite women's event in action there. We will see the New Zealand champions in Evan Williams on the men's side and Emma Miller on the women's side. So top-level New Zealand squash action there. We'll bring up speed with how that progresses on the morning sports briefing here at 7 a.m. every single morning. Also, it was beach volleyball action with the third event in the beach tour down there in Christchurch. It's unfortunately, it looks like Shauna Pooley has had to pull out the event. She was to partner up with Alice Sinman, but she is now, Alice Sinman is now with Stacey Nio. So let's hope Shauna Pooley isn't too injured or anything. Looking at the schedule and no upsets in the opening rounds. Tilly and Fitzy, the number one seeds, went through 21-19, 21-18. The number two seeds, Kerwin and McDonald, went through 21-12, 21-18. And Zuma and Nio came through 21-8, 21-16, even though that wasn't the partnership they were expecting to have. Over on the men's side of things, and Nicklin and Hartles, again, number one seeds, came through comfortably in that one, winning 21-13, 21-17. And the O'Day brothers also came, number two seeds, also came through comfortably, 21-11, 21-13. So no surprises in the first round there. Moving on then to the skiing, and I think we forgot to mention yesterday how well Alice Robinson went in the Ski World Championships Giant Slalom. And if we did mention it, hey, it's worth mentioning yet again. In her first run, she was going well, although she had a little bit of lost some time in the middle section to finish sixth overall, behind 0.51 seconds behind Shiffrin USA, the leader at that stage. But a good second run saw Alice Robinson leading there with just five skiers to go. Unfortunately, that she just missed out on the medals, finishing fourth overall in that one. So with Lara, we got Beherimi of Switzerland taking the gold medal in that one. Kiwi Pira Hudson also was in the giant slalom, but unfortunately she came unstuck and did not finish her run there. So massive congratulations to Alice Robinson coming fourth in the giant slalom at the Ski World Championships there. Today it is jet sprint action here in New Zealand at Merrimeri. So I will be heading over there to that, covering that event today. So keep your eyes peeled for coverage from the Jet Sprint Championships there over in Merrimeri, just behind the dragway. If you want to come down and watch it live, you can also check out my video that I've put up on YouTube and Facebook that of my go in a jet boat last weekend. They are amazing machines, and the drivers have got some fantastic skills. So do check that out on our Facebook page and YouTube. The Prada Cup will be getting back underway today with two races. It will be racing every day now, wind conditions permitting, obviously. So two races today. I remember Luna Rosa are leading that one, 4-0. They need to get up to seven wins. So they can't do it today, but they could do it by tomorrow. Obviously this weekend, wrapping things up, putting themselves into the America's Cup. In the cricket, and we're back to one day international. Well, sorry, one day domestic action after the Super Smash has come to its conclusion. In the Ford Trophy on the men's side, and we had three games yesterday. The Auckland Aces beat the Central Stags by 6 wickets. The Canterbury beat the Otago Volts by 54 runs, a big commanding win there, 271 runs to 217. And Wellington Firebirds beat Northern Districts by 1 wicket as well. Big total there in the Central Stags versus Auckland Aces. 309 was the target that was what Central Stags managed in their innings in Auckland Aces. But the Auckland Aces reply there. Solia and Briggs both scored centuries at the top of the innings to see Auckland home with over 2 overs to spare. We also have the Halliburton Johnson Shield on the women's side kicking off again today. So 3 games today. The Canterbury against Central Districts, Northern Districts versus Otago Sparks, and Wellington Blaze versus Auckland Hearts. I will be at the Northern Districts versus Otago Sparks tomorrow. They're playing back-to-back double-header games there. So I'll be at Seddon Park tomorrow for that cricket action. Moving on then to the NBA. Just 3 games yesterday with the Bucks losing to the Raptors there, 110 to 100 to 96. The Lakers also losing to the Nets, 98 to 109. The final game, the Heat beat the Kings, 118 to 110. Not good for the Bucks. Now a 5-game losing streak, season slipped to third in the Eastern Conference behind the 76ers and the Nets. The Lakers trailing the Jazz over on the Western side of things. Today, the Pelicans will be taking on the Suns at 2 o'clock. I don't know if Stephen Adams will be able to turn up or for that one because he did sprain his ankle in the last game. So had injury issues in his last 2 games, back spasms of the day before that. We'll see if Stephen Adams is available for the Pelicans today at 2 p.m. Obviously, we'll bring you the results of that tomorrow here on the New Zealand Sports Radio. In the over in Australia in the NBL, they're back in action today. The Taipans will take on the Hawks, and the Melbourne United take on the Wildcats. Breakers are next in action on Monday night at 7 p.m. in that one. Over in the rugby then, yesterday the Highlanders beat the Hurricanes in a pre-season game ahead. And we have the Chiefs, Blues and Crusaders in a game of 3 halves. It's behind closed doors though, folks, but you can watch that one on Sky TV. Yesterday we also, the Super Rugby AU kicked off. First off, the Reds took on the Waratahs, and the Tars made a good start scoring by just 2 minutes. Unfortunately, that was the only points they were able to get in the whole game, as the Reds dominated, winning that game 41-7. It really was over by half time, if we're going to be honest. The Western Force took on the Brumbies, that finished 11-27. I'll be honest, I've not seen that game yet. I'll be watching the replay of that one this evening. The Force went ahead with a penalty, Brumbies were leading 6-13 at half time, stretched out the lead to 6-27. And so it looks like the Brumbies were in control of that game there. Don't forget to join us on Sunday at 8 p.m. for the Super Rugby Review Show, where we'll review both of those games. We'll be doing that, on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, folks. The weekend is here. Enjoy your weekend. As I say, I will be at Speed Bowl just behind the dragway there if you want to come and join us as we watch the jet sprint racing Should be an absolutely cracking day out for all of the family.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.